sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you.
Beautiful. Threshold Choir. Lisa Schwartz, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to introduce the choir?
I'd love to. It's so inspirational to hear that kind of song.
Harmony.
On this sunny morning. So this is the Wellness Show, and we have this morning the Threshold Choir. And Ellen Larson is the organizer of this locally, and they're just getting started, and I just thought it was so awesome when I heard about this to want to introduce it to the community so that they know what's out there. We have in the studio, besides Ellen this morning, we also have Liz Morantz-Valvey and Madeline Andreessen. Awesome to see a student inspired and dedicated to do this kind of work.
Mm-hmm, truly, it is.
So tell us, Ellen, and anytime anybody else wants to jump in, feel free to jump in. Tell us what this is, what's happening, what's new.
Threshold Choir is a national organization, and I had the opportunity to be in the Threshold Choir in Flagstaff, Arizona for 3 years, and it really, really inspired me. Singing by the bedsides of sick, dying people, people that were going to have surgeries, people that just needed a lift, and it just really showed me the power of song. So I just felt like it would be a welcome addition to our Haines community.
Thank you, Ellen. And when did this start? How did these ladies get involved in this? How did you organize this locally?
Well, almost a year ago, I started very low key. I asked Nancy Nash's singing group for people that might be interested. And we just started practicing once every 2 weeks, and people tried it out. Some people stayed, some people left. It's something you have to be called to do. It's not something that you just do, you know, because you sort of want to do it. You've got to be committed and really resonate with the mission. And we've got 7-8 people that are pretty solid in the group, and all we need is 3, and it's the size doesn't matter, the commitment and the dedication matters.
It's beautiful. So having kicked off Hospice of Haines years and years ago now, I just find this so beautiful that you're doing this locally. And Madeline, How was a kid, and how did you get involved in this? Why are you doing this?
Ellen actually asked me or told me about it, and it was a couple times I really wanted to go, but there was other things I was doing, and then so I came, and I love the music, I love the mission. It's a great, great thing, and it's all very calming and beautiful music, and it's just wonderful to go, even if, since we haven't been out yet, even just to go and listen to the music and sing the music every once in a while is just, it's helps myself too.
How does it help you?
It's a nice break from right now. I've been going through college stuff and scholarships, and it's very stressful and all this stuff. But it's very nice to sit for an hour and just sing these very calming, simple harmonies, and just to be with singing with others. And it's just a very nice break.
What a nice segue into how is music healing? I've heard this over and over in my life, how music is healing. And that's what I hear you say, that you find it relaxing And I've heard people find it grounding and centering. Would any of you like to share any thoughts you might have on the healing properties of not just sound and song, but for a dying person in their last breaths of life?
The leader of the Flagstaff Threshold Choir was a musical therapist, and that's what called her into the work. With the dying person, the last sense to go is their sense of hearing. And when we sang by the bedside of a dying person, we would whisper in their ear, "We're here to sing for you." Mm. And I would watch them just tune in, they'd be alert. And I watched several dying people whose faces were contorted in pain relax and find peace after we sang. And that's what got me hooked.
It's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Ellen Larson, thank you for sharing that.
Would you like to ask any questions or thoughts?
Well, I was just, when Madeline Andreessen was saying, when you asked her what the, you know, how that moved her, I was just thinking, what a gift. You know, it feels good when we, as people, give to other people from our heart. And I'm sure you must experience that when you're singing, because it's so, that could only be from your heart that you would be there in the first place. As Ellen was saying, you know, it's a special calling to do that.
Yeah, I think we get just as much, if not more, out of the experience than the people who are singing to. You know, it's like hospice work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anytime that experience of moving us from our head into our hearts and our body, which is what sound does, it's affecting everyone in the field, everyone in the room. Mm-hmm. So it's a gift all around for us, yeah.
Liz Morantz beautifully said. Yeah.
So, Ellen, I have a question for you. I know at least two of the ladies in the room have a background in music and instruments, and I'm not sure about that with you. So, and do volunteers have to have a singing background? What is required to be a volunteer if there's people out here that are listening that are inspired and want to come forward? How do they contact someone, and what do they need?
I am not a talented musician by any stretch, but I was in the chorus and all through grade school and high school and so forth, so I can carry a tune. Mm-hmm. My voice is nothing to brag about by any stretch, but if you can carry a tune, you can be in Threshold Choir. We sing softly, we sing in parts. You don't have to have a solo voice. I do not have a solo voice. But you do need to carry a tune, and that's it.
Thank you. I think another aspect of this that's important for everyone to understand and is that it sounds like, tell me the religious background of the group. You know, because song is, you know, and working with death and dying is often we think of as a religious experience. We could say religious or we could say spiritual. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Threshold Choir is not a religious organization. If somebody requests a hymn or a religious song, we are happy to comply, and we do that with great joy. However, in general, the songs are I Am Sending You Light, the song that we opened with. They're songs that are meant to uplift, to support, to give hope, to give strength and sustenance to the sick person, to the person who's going through a difficult time, or the person who's on the threshold of death.
Okay, I'd like to hear from the other folks as well as Ellen on this. If you could share with somebody in the community, you could even imagine somebody that is asking you this question, maybe you could share with them one thing about it. So the question would be, why would I want this? Why would I want to have this in my home for my loved one?
I actually was just at Music Fest and I took a music therapy class, and she showed us that music, there is no one music center in the brain. It lights up your whole brain. You see this video where this synapses are firing and blood is rushing to different places. And when people are at their last stages of their life, they don't really have, it's just a way to, so they are there and they know other people are there and listen, and they want to hear these songs because it's a break from everything they're doing with. And music is, we all need it. It's just, there's no real point to music. It's just something fun that we all want and love.
Very interesting. It stimulates the whole brain, you said, Madeline. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Thanks. Liz?
Yeah, also, you know, the beauty of this group is it's musical, but there's no ego involved, because Madeline, you're a real singer, but the rest of us in the group, you know, so much of the focus is just, it's relational. It's not about, you know, the perfection of the music. So we go in pretty in a relational space instead of a professional space, and so we're tuning into the client, and if the client is not into it, you know, Lisa, we go with the idea that the client wants it, but the client might be just in a space where they don't want it, and we can pick up on that and and not have to sing, so it's not like.
Before we go to the last part, Ellen, is there something?
Ellen, is there something you could share with that?
As Liz said, the Threshold Choir is not an entertainment. We serve as a blessing to the person that we are singing to. So we circle if they're in a bed, we circle around their head, and usually there's three of us, and we sing in parts, and we sing very quietly. And we watch the person very closely to see if we are impacting them positively. And as Liz said, if they have had enough, we back off. We're very tuned in. Also, we go in with a repertoire of planned songs, but if somebody in the group gets a gut feeling that there's a song that needs to be sung, then we go with that. Mm-hmm. So we really customize it for the person.
I just want to thank you, Ellen, for organizing this and moving forward to bring this to our community. I see this as an asset. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have a last couple words that they'd like to share, or we're going to move right into the...
Well, I have a quick question, Lisa. Perfect. Let's say, is the Threshold Choir affiliated with hospice at this time? So if someone wanted to have this blessing of harmony around them as they're sick or dying, how would they contact and arrange this?
So... to contact the Threshold Choir to sing, the direct way is through me.
Ellen Larson.
Through Jackie Horn, Marion MD, Liz Marantz, or Teresa Land. Any one of those five people that you feel comfortable calling, call one of those. Mm-hmm. You can also contact hospice or Hal, but if you want to get a hold of us directly, those are the five people.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if they forget the names, Lisa Schwartz, who works for Search, you could call Lisa at Search and she could say, call Ellen.
Yes, yeah, or hospice.
Or hospice.
You know, hospice is numbers all over the place, and there we talk to them.
Hospice of Haines. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just want to thank you ladies for being here this morning. I appreciate it.
Lisa Schwartz, Madeline Andreessen, Ellen Larson, and Liz Marantz. Here we go.
My grateful heart, so filled with years of living memories, flow by me like petals on a stream. My grateful heart. last forever. Illuminates the dream.
Beautiful.
In the quiet of this moment, I am at peace, all is well. In the quiet of this moment,
beautiful. You're beautiful women, your beautiful voices. Thank you for your beautiful work.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Bye. Wow, that's, in my opinion, community radio at its finest. The Threshold Choir, beautiful harmony,